Governor Rick Scott proposes cutting state spending by $4.6 billion and eliminating 8,600 state government jobs. When he unveiled his spending plan, he called it Florida's first jobs budget. Brett Raymond is a policy coordinator in the governor's office. He gave a budget presentation to the House Government Oversight Subcommittee and fielded this question from North Miami Beach Representative John Julian about Scott's plan, which would leave thousands of state employees without a job.
Seven steps, 700,000 jobs in 7 years. How does the elimination of so many positions help to create jobs?
Now, that question was asked of the governor the other day, as a matter of fact. Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. He believes that by shrinking government, we are reducing the burden on the taxpayer and on the businessman. We are returning more dollars back to them so that they can create private sector jobs. And those are the kinds of jobs that the governor would like to see created, is private sector. So anyone that we let go from the state, as they create jobs in the private sector, he would expect them to fill those.
The governor's proposal would also cut property taxes by $1 billion and the corporate income tax by $1.5 billion over 2 years. The coupling of tax cuts with job creation led to this exchange between Julian and Raymond.
If you help me to save money in a business that I'm already running very efficiently, streamlined, and you help my bottom line, I'm not necessarily going to hire more people. I'm just going to pocket more money. So how do we create 700,000 jobs?
Mr. Ray.
Mr. Chair. Your competitor may want to make more than you and try to take what you're making away from you, and he or she may take those folks who are no longer working with the state and expand their business, thereby creating more revenue for the state as if we need it, and expanding the economy at the same time.
The state budget year begins in July, and in March, state economists will give lawmakers an official estimate on how much money they will have to spend. The governor proposes spending $65.9 billion next year. Committee members told Raymond they have a lot of questions about that plan. For Florida Public Radio, I'm James Call in Tallahassee.